I'm so thankful for our local Gideon camp that makes possible each year an opportunity to hear of their ministry and their outreach and just the effective distribution of the scriptures. Some of you are probably the holders of a Gideon Testament or certainly have been in settings where you've seen the placement of Gideon Bibles. And I'm just so grateful for the faithful witness that goes forth with this distribution of God's Word. Even as Dr. King prayed a moment ago, the unleashing of the weaponry of the Spirit of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So today it's our privilege to have that local Gideon camp share their testimonial with us for just a few moments. And then they're going to also make possible a complimentary copy of the scriptures to each of us today. And so it's my privilege to introduce the leader of their team that's here, and I'll let him introduce the other guests that are here. I'll just ask them to stand. You that are with the Gideon camp, would you stand, please? We'd like to give a round of applause of welcome. We're delighted that you're here. Thank you for coming. So. Their spokesman today is Dave Sievert. God bless you as you come and share testimonial.
A group of Gideons were in a country in Central Africa passing out scriptures on what we call an international Bible blitz. They'd been there for about 2 weeks, and they were on the last day of their distribution. They started out in a large city and worked their way down to the smaller towns and villages. And on their final day, they were out in the rural areas, out in the country. And they had passed out scriptures at a lot of little rural communities, and it was getting time for them to go back into the city to catch their plane back to their respective homes. But on the way back into the city, one of the Gideons saw a little area. He said the little area just had a few little mud and huts thatched with sticks and straw and anything that they could put together to make a shelter. They said, well, we have some scriptures left. Let's stop. I'm sure we have enough to give to these people here. So they got out, and as soon as they got into the little area, they realized quickly that they didn't have enough scriptures to give to those people. He said, you couldn't realize how many people were living in those little mud and thatched huts. But they passed out what they had, and as they got ready to leave, one of the Gideons looked over, and he saw a small group of children. He said, maybe 15 or 20 children. And every so often, those children would jump up in the air and laugh and giggle, and it kind of aroused his curiosity. So he went over to see what was going on. When he got there, he saw one small boy in the midst of all those children. He said the boy was probably about 9 or 10 years old. And every so often, he would take his scripture. He was one of the blessed ones. He had received one. And he would turn it to a page, and he would tear that page out, and he would give that page in turn to all those other children that had him surrounded. And the Gideon said every time he did this, you could just see the elation and the joy on the faces of those other children. And through an interpreter, he asked the little boy what exactly it was that he was doing. And that little boy gave the answer that I hope each and every Christian can give this morning. That little boy said, I'm just sharing this with my friends. You know, that is why the 275,000 professional businessmen and their wives who make up the Gideons are in existence today, is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all of our friends out there. And that's the only purpose we have as Gideons. The way we accomplish this is through personal witnessing and through the placement and distribution of scriptures and testaments around the world. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, said that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it was the power of God unto salvation to all that believe, first to the Jew and then also to the Greek. So the scriptures tell me that without the gospel of Jesus Christ, there can be no salvation for the world out there. So that is what we rely on, the scriptures. That's what we believe in. We trust in God's promise that he made to us concerning his word that would not return to us void, that something good would happen if we place it out there. Now, so we have a personal worker's testament whenever we share the gospel with some that we give them. And we also have scripture distributions. Since 1908 was when we've made our first scripture distribution, 25 small little Bibles in a hotel room up in Iron Mountain, Montana. And since that 101 years ago, we're now starting on our, well, we've passed the billion mark, and we're going toward the 2 billion mark in passing out scriptures, and I say that to the glory of God. We have many different areas of distribution. We have an institutional Bible that we place in hotels and motels, doctors and dentists' offices on planes and trains, attorneys' offices, just about anywhere you go, you can find one of those institutional Bibles. We're still able to place those in public school libraries. We can place those on public school teachers' desks. So our institutional Bible is the one that we place in those areas. Our wives, who make up what we call auxiliary, they have a very specific mission also. They, if you've been in a doctor or a dentist's office and you've seen a Bible there, then you know our wives have been there because they're the people that place those in those areas. They also place a white medical testament to anyone who works in any medical field. We have a hospital testament for distributions in hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, extended care facilities. We have youth testaments that we pass out. We have youth testaments for public schools. We also have youth testaments that we pass out for private and parochial schools. We have college testaments, which is like one you're going to be getting today, that we pass out to community college, technical colleges, business schools, four-year universities. If you're higher education, then we pass out those. We also have a service testament that we pass out to men and women when they enlist in any branch of the armed forces. We also give these to the chaplains so they can keep them on the military basis and pass them out to the troops. A few years ago, we branched out and we've added another service testament that we give to firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and paramedics. And the way we do this, we hand them out one by one. We are divided into local camps. I belong to the Beckley Gideon camp. All the Gideon scriptures that are passed out in our local camp area, our camp does this. We also pass out scriptures in foreign lands, which a lot of people, that's the ministry that they really want to know about, the foreign lands ministry. Well, right now we're in 187 countries around the world. We've had the scripture translated into 84 different languages and dialects. The scripture, like I was holding up here, this is an example of a foreign land scripture. The one I have with me this morning is a Japanese-English version. The way we format when we go to a country, one side of the page is in the language of the country, the other side of the page is in English, so you have someone that can read it. But before we can pass out a scripture anywhere, we have to have established a Gideon camp in that country or in that area. We've been very blessed lately. Some of the countries that we've gotten into has just been awesome, because the God that we serve is an awesome God. And we've been able to go into such places as Vietnam. We were in there once before. We were out a long time. We're back in there. And we're making inroads into China now. So you see, God's promise to us regarding his scripture is still ongoing. Let me tell you a little bit about our sources of revenue. First and foremost is through our local churches. We are basically just the missionary arm of all of our local churches, and they support us with offerings. Secondly, we have a faith fund that Gideons themselves put money into, and this fund is on faith. We decide we need to raise some money for a country, or we set aside an amount of money for a country that is in need, and Gideons themselves place money in that. We also have a Gideon Expression program, which is a way to buy cards in honor or in memory or for birthday, special occasion, such as that way. Last year, through all the ways that we had to raise funds, we were able to raise $109,583,122, which enabled us to pass out 75,981,552 copies of God's Word around the world. And I say that bragging on nobody but the Master above, because he enabled us to pass out each and every one of those scriptures. And you say, well, what can I do for you? How can I help you? First and foremost, you can remember us in prayer. Just put us in your daily prayer and your daily meditations, that God will continue to open doors for us and continue to send us workers to go out and spread the gospel. Secondly, when you graduate, and I'm sure you will graduate, it may seem like it may be a little long time for others, but you will graduate. When you graduate, whatever field of service that you choose, whether it's to be a pastor at a church, whether it's to be a missionary in a foreign country, whether it's to be a Christian educator, whatever field of service that you go into, please be supportive of the Gideons. Support us, first of all, spiritually, and secondly, if you can support us materially, we will be glad to accept that, because 100% of all the funds that we get go to furnish scriptures. You've been a real attentive audience today, and I pray that God will continue to bless you as you go through your studies, as you go through your preparations to be of service to Him, remembering one little small little verse, Matthew 13:38, where it says in there, "The field is the world." Thank you very much. Yeah.